We begin things this week with a reminder of the new world that we live in. Places that used to be an escape from dangers are now places in need of new levels of protection. As new realities seep in, the refusal to accept those realities and long for yesterday quickly place tomorrow at a great risk. My first guest today is here to talk about a proposal for school security that one facility is pondering. He is the superintendent of High Point Regional Schools, Scott Ripley. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
HPregional.org on the web. Learn more about the activities of the school, the summer recess, and if you're a student or a parent of a student, that's your resource for everything that's going on. And let's start with the obvious. This is something that was unanimously approved by the High Point Regional Board of Education this past week, approved at the first reading of a policy that would potentially allow two security resource officers or retired law enforcement officers to carry handguns on school property in order to provide protection in the school. What was the catalyst for the idea to implement this program?
Well, you know, it's something that we've been working on for almost a year. The catalyst is that High Point is a rural district with no local police coverage. So we are covered under the New Jersey State Police in Augusta Barracks, which is 15 minutes away, maybe if they're going quicker, a little less than that. Nevertheless, the concern is that we are not covered sufficiently, and it is my responsibility and the responsibility of the Board of Education to provide for the safety of our children. And that is our paramount concern. And as you stated, we do live in a world that is different than the one perhaps in which we grew up, and one that demands a proactive approach to security. And I believe that we're not giving... This is not something where we're giving multiple people the opportunity to carry a concealed weapon. What we're doing is we're utilizing existing employees, excuse me, two individuals who are retired law enforcement, who are permitted by the state of New Jersey through the New Jersey State Police, to my understanding, to be able to carry a weapon. We're not hiring security officers. These are law enforcement personnel who are trained and highly trained to perform this task. So my belief and the belief of the Board of Education is that in providing for that security, there are only so many measures that you can employ, whether they be dual locks or access to the building, that cover you to some degree. But we live in a world now where it is, you know, we go back to the 1990s when Columbine occurred and we were all horrified. We've been anesthetized over the last 16, 17 years by the fact that this is a frequent occurrence in our society and something that demands a response and someone to say, while I appreciate that this is not an easy decision, I believe that it demonstrates the courage of the Board of Education to say, we care this much about the children of our community that we're willing to take this step that is necessary so that we are not a statistic and we can therefore be proactive in providing for the care of our children.
Has there been anything within the student body environment or your own school environment? You mentioned Columbine as a distant reference. Has there anything within High Point Regional that's grown into a concern that brought about this idea?
None whatsoever. The only concern was the world in which we live today and the fact that the police coverage is not provided by a local law enforcement. And that presented compelling argument for what we believe is one of our primary concerns, as I said, the safety of our children. So I believe that High Point is a special place. I believe that the culture, the climate is incredible. I think when people walk into High Point, they recognize that it's a special place. Nevertheless, Columbine was spoken of as a special place. So you hear about school districts that are in suburban or rural areas, which are the target more frequently, perhaps, than urban districts. So I think all those things weighed in as a factor in our determination.
Along with Scott Ripley, who is the superintendent of High Point Regional Schools, hpregional.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. School, of course, a place for education, but it's also a place where you have a budget to worry about, and it's a taxpayer-supported situation. Would the implementation of this program do anything in lowering the, for example, cost of insurance for the school?
No, as a matter of fact, that's one of the things into which we looked, speaking with our insurance provider early on in the process to determine what were the roadblocks to ultimately implementing this vision. And it took quite some time to making sure that we had all of our ducks in a row, if you will. And our insurance provider not only stated that they would continue to provide for our insurance and that the cost would be very negligible, as a matter of fact, only a few $1,000s per year, and that the insurance provider, the insurance agency, was very supportive of the move based upon the rationale that I've provided.
You mentioned you have a security staff already in place. Would the arming of them be automatic, or is there's a reapplication, reexamination that they have to go through?
No, it was anticipated that two of the members who are on staff, one currently with the title of SRO, another retired law enforcement officer who has served in a security capacity at High Point, would be the two individuals employed for this purpose. So any salary increase would be negligible and something that is yet to be determined.
But as far as arming them, then, would they have to go through a reapplication, reexamination anyway?
What they would have to do is they will have to, over the course, the procedures that we are going to put in place have yet to be determined, but it is anticipated that they would go through a New Jersey certification program for school resource officers. However, they would issue me a letter from the state police sanctioning their ability to carry. But their credentials are not in question as they serve in the capacity currently based upon those credentials. Other than going through the SRO certification through the state of New Jersey, those credentials are not in question.
So there are already state mandates. And are there any federal or even county mandates that you have to look at now by changing the role that the security staff is going to be?
Right. That's an excellent question. I did go initially to the New Jersey State Police to ensure that this would be appropriate. We did go through a policy writing company, the company called Strauss Esme, which writes much of the policy for the state of New Jersey. And they wrote the policy with the understanding that this was the first policy in the entire state and that we would be setting a trend here that was demonstrating that we were willing to do so, that we were doing so out up front and putting the procedures and the policies in place. We also went through our Board of Education attorney who examined the statutes, the codes, the legislation, and in conjunction with the New Jersey State Police and the policy writing company and our insurance provider, all the necessary requirements were fulfilled.
And what is the timeline as far as putting this program into play, and what's the process leading up to that going to entail?
Well, the first reading of the new policy occurred on Tuesday evening. That would require a second reading before a policy were officially implemented by the Board of Education. So it is our intent to begin in earnest to put out procedures and to implement this policy so that it is done properly, decently, and in order. And that will begin, as I said, this summer. The second reading will be anticipated at the July Board of Education meeting, during which, if approved, would mean that that policy would be implemented. And therefore, the procedures are the compelling factor so as to get this perfectly in place so that it can be implemented beginning in September.
Is there going to be a point for public input on this? Because certainly if you looked at some of the online articles about this story, there are quite a few comments that have been posted in tandem with those stories.
Right. I'm sure. And I have heard some feedback, most of which is positive. I think, however, the concerns are that we're arming anyone. But the policy is very strict and very specific, that they must be employed by High Point in an SRO capacity and that they are only retired law enforcement permitted by the state police and the state of New Jersey to carry a handgun or a weapon. So it's very structured. It's very specific. So while I appreciate this is a political, could be a political issue or people could see it as through the lens of politics, my concern is not necessarily with political narrative. My concern is providing for the safety of the children of this community. So while I appreciate it could be an issue for some, I believe truly in my heart that this is the right move and one in which I am willing to stand and to discuss with the community.
He is the superintendent of High Point Regional Schools. On the web, it's hpregional.org. Scott Ripley, Superintendent Ripley, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Very very good to be here, and I thank you for letting me have an opportunity to speak, to defend, and to put forward what we believe is a proactive approach to provide for our children.